Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumrabip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. And I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional and trusted beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have your say in yarn up strong, new mob. All right, today they're going to jump straight in, have a yarn now with Henry Dow, Murra Law Senior Associate. We're talking ABN and ICN. Now we're talking with Murra Law, with over a decade in operation. Murra Law and Advisory is one of Australia's leading 100% First Nation owned and managed national law firms, supporting clients across the nation. And we're going to catch up now with the senior associate, and that's Henry Dow on the line. Henry, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you, Trev. How are yourself?
I'm well. Where are you based, mate?
I'm down in Melbourne at the moment.
Melbourne, cold country, we would say, but yes, welcome to the program. And a big shout out to your senior, we're talking Leah Cameron, and all your deadly team. And I was just going to say, Murra Law seems like a franchise. Do you want fries with that? They're popping up everywhere, brother.
Takes me back to my Macca's days.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Now, we're talking, well, first of all, tell us who Henry Dow is. Tell us your story, brother.
Look, I'm a senior associate, so that's a senior lawyer with Murra Law. I've been there with Murra for 2 years now, but I've worked in different parts of Northern Australia and down in Melbourne as well, in lots of litigation, but primarily now I work in native title law and with Indigenous business.
Fantastic. Well, great to have you at the table. Thank you very much. Now, we're talking about ABN and ICN. What are the distinct differences? What's an ABN? Let's start with that.
Yeah, look, what we wanted to talk about was, and on its own, it doesn't sound like the most exciting of topics. It's about the number you get when you start a business, but it really goes to the heart of some of the inequities in how Indigenous Australia has to start a business versus how the broader community might start a business. So as an Indigenous business owner, you can start a business in two ways. You can start one under the Corporations Act, like any other punter in the street might start one, or you can start an Indigenous business under the CATSI Act, and then you're governed by ORIC, which is just for First Nations people.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And that's under the Act, so to speak, but you can step out mainstream and become a business owner, can you not, with an ABN?
That's right. So you've got two options as a First Nations business owner.
Yep.
But what happens next, and you might choose for a number of different reasons to start a business or a joint venture that's a Indigenous business under the ORIC Act.
Mm.
And what that does is it gives you what we call an Indigenous corporation number. So it gives you a different number registering that business than you would if you went under the Corporations Act like any other Australian might. And what we've found helping businesses start up or, you know, sign documents about a joint venture is when you send in your ICN number saying I'm an Indigenous business with an Indigenous corporation number, and you send that to the Australian Business Registrar to get your ABN, which is critical to starting a business, it takes much, much longer to get your ABN number as a black business than it would for a mainstream corporation under the Corporations Act.
All right, fantastic. So it's a nice platform for First Nation people to be in business.
That's right. It's just a different way for you to start, you know, a joint venture or your own business. And it's really important at the moment, right? We've had a change in government in Queensland recently.
Yes.
And they've been out on the front foot saying they think economics and business participation is how First Nations people will advance. But the system doesn't really align to support that at the moment. You know, I'm an Indigenous business owner. There might be a grant that's coming up that I've got to get in and apply for at a particular date.
Yep.
Or, you know, business ideas can come to you like that, but can they, it can also go as just as quickly. So I need my ABN quickly. And at the moment, if I've got that ICN, that Indigenous business number, I can't get my ABN straight away like I would if I had it gone under the Corporations Act.
So has the state government made it harder for First Nation people to be in business?
No, it's not the state government. It's federal. So it happens all across Australia. But okay. This is just how it's a legacy of a system that isn't designed to support Indigenous businesses succeeding. Mm-hmm. So there's all these hang-ups, even though the Commonwealth government and the state government are all saying the right things about wanting Indigenous business to thrive and get more opportunity. Find these little roadblocks that are just legacies of a system.
Okay.
So if I put my Australian company number into the ABN system, I get my ABN number straight away because they're used to mainstream businesses. Okay. If I put an ICN number in, I'm an Indigenous business, sometimes it is over 20 days before you get that ABN. And maybe that means a lost opportunity to apply for a grant.
Sure.
Or that business idea or business partner has disappeared.
Okay. Now, the ABN can provide several benefits. What would they be?
So the ABN is what's required to interact essentially with all government entities. The biggest one is the ATO.
Yep.
So when it comes to tax time, to be a successful and compliant Indigenous business, you need that ABN number to interact with lots of Commonwealth agencies and also other corporations.
Oh, fantastic. And talking about all industries, when we're talking about business, First Nation people in business, no matter what the industry?
That's right. Doesn't matter what you're doing, whether you're a charity, whether you're a prescribed body corporate who might be looking after the interests of native title holders, everyone will have an ABN. If you've got money flowing through a corporation of any kind, you're going to have an Australian business number.
Sure. Fantastic. And like any business, marketing is it, promoting it, marketing it. What sort of support have we got out there for First Nation people to be in business and the support in regarding marketing, getting their name out there or associations or networks or what have you?
Oh, look, the networking opportunities for black business throughout Queensland are pretty extensive. You know with some of your businesses, Trev, now.
Yes.
So there's usually peak bodies in every state and territory or bodies like Black Coffee where people can get involved and expand their business and get their name out there. But again, what we're seeing sometimes are these little annoying roadblocks to getting Indigenous business owners to the point where they're going and getting their name out there and applying for opportunities.
Mm, fantastic. And it's, they said marketing is it. Don't care what product you got. You're about getting the name out there, getting the word out there. Henry, I heard that if McDonald's stopped telling us that it's Mac time, then we start to think the burger's better Hungry Jack's, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So it's about marketing promotion. But look, it's good to have this information, knowledge and what have you. To go in business, we talk about 95% of the people out there work for 5% of the people in business. Left field. It is a bit daunting, but it could be a great opportunity. And we're talking about a possibility of a business expanding on to generations to come.
That's right. And, government sways in the ways it wants to close the gap constantly. At the moment, we've got some governments around the Commonwealth who are saying business is the way we want to do it. Mm. So, what we want to see and what we're affected in our day-to-day work with Indigenous business is these little roadblocks that don't align with that goal of using business to advance Indigenous issues.
Yes.
And there's a long way to go.
Fantastic. There is a long way to go. Phrase I always run with, I'm not a businessman. I'm a business man, it's about creating that platform. Yeah, thank you. Three times you mentioned my name, Henry, the fourth time you can claim that. But it's about creating that vehicle, that vision, enjoying the journey. And they say OPE, other people's experience, other people's money, OPM, It's about being a student for life and enhancing and driving your vehicle forward. Success breeds success too, I would say.
Couldn't have said it better.
Henry, good yarning with you. Big shout out to the Mara Law team. Thank you very much. Keep doing what you're doing, and we'll talk soon, my friend.
Thanks, Trev. Thanks for having us.
Take care, Henry. Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there. Henry Dow, his name is, Mara Law Senior Associate, and we're just conversing about the ABN, the ICN, in regard to First Nation people being in business, and what's the distinct differences in regarding ABN and ICN. And the description here is ABN is 11-digit identifier used by businesses in Australia for interaction with government and the broader community, And then ICN is a five-digit identifier, equally recognised as the ABN, but a company with an ICN is regulated under the Office of the Register of Indigenous Corporations. So there it is. And being in business, you mob, take the step, take the plunge, and understand that I heard Richard Branson once say that empires are built after hours. So if you're in a JOB, in a job, you know what J-O-B means, just off broke. There we are. If you're in a job, you can build an empire over and above that in your spare time. So there it is. We all got 24 hours in a day. It's just what you do with your time. Be productive with your time, your mob. Enjoy the journey. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say. 1-800-422-416. Yarnum with the ball around here. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. All is here for your yarn, National Talk Black. And let's go to beautiful land and sea. Big shout out, Black Image Band, to Delhi, Hopewell.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Control ya, wanna good and slow, I'll go crazy for ya. and I can't forget her. She makes a night better. Hope it lasts forever, cause I'm crazy for ya. She's a keeper, smooth like reefer, hot like summertime cruising kilometers. Killing time, kicking sand on beaches. Level dripping, sweat shining on her features. Beauty unseen, like a fairy tale dream. She telling me I'm a king, she my Nisian queen. Sensations I can't believe, are feeling so real. Love that you can't steal. Hand of hearts was the deal, and I'ma shuffle to the beat. Put the beat in the rhythm of your feet. Got me dreaming, messing up all them sheets. Feel that body heat, body heat. And baby saying, Ronnie, please, Ronnie, please. But I woke up in bed. Man, I wish she was there. But she hit my line and made it very clear. Yeah, made it very clear. What up, mama? I am one of rollers. Girl, you make me whole, I'll go crazy for ya. Pretty lady, I won't try to control ya. Wine it good and slow, but I'll go crazy for ya. And she gets her own cheddar. I just know she's a go-getter. And I can't forget her. She makes a night better. Hope it lasts forever, cause I'm crazy for ya.
I'm the same for it. Ay, it's been a minute since I felt the way that I feel. I used to open doors and I pay for the bills. And nowadays I stay staunch and I aim for the kill. But something rare caught my eye like my favorite meal. Life flashed before my eyes like I was fatally killed. See, now I'm always about my paper still. Cause I had some flings over here running straight for the hills. So I'm just trying to decode her. Trying to figure out the reason why my eyes chose her. Look across the room and see somebody trying to poach her. So I move closer, not trying to impose. And I rarely ever boast. But I swear there's no one like me, so I gotta go and coach her. Know if you're with me, it'll be a roller coaster. Hard on my sleeve, man, I'm open like a brochure. She looking at me like a joker, approacher. Smoothly, started walking over to this pretty thing. Excuse me, I don't wanna interrupt, but got my fella rudely. I was over there and I just noticed me a cutie. I swear something moved me. Talking to her, banging baddie, no progress. I'm going maddie, started chatting and told her to drop the addy. She's the type of girl I wanna bag it. Take her back up to my family and friends. Show her off and never stop bragging. So I told her, what up, mama, I ain't one of them rollers. Girl, you make me whole, I go crazy for ya. Pretty lady, I won't try control ya. When it good and slow, I go crazy for ya. And she gets her own cheddar. I just know she's a go-getter. And I can't forget her. She make the night better. Hope it lasts forever, cause I'm crazy for ya. What up, mama, I ain't one of them rollers. Girl, you make me whole, I go crazy for ya. Pretty lady, I won't try control ya. When it good and slow, I go crazy for ya. And she gets her own cheddar. I just know she's a go-getter. And I can't forget her. She makes the night better. Hope it lasts forever, cause I'm crazy for ya.
Out of shit you don't like. Moonwalk away from the truth like Mike. Sugar spike, lie to bed, it gets pathetic. We desperate, we feeling reckless, I get it. We getting lost in the message. And you always talking shit when there's nothing to say. And when I need you to show up, you get lost in the days. Feeling trapped in a maze, I'm feeling so out of place. Feeling like a young prince getting caught in the rain. And you purple in the face when you holding your breath. And you chasing that high, crashing down like a jet. Turbulence, got a brother on the fence. Self-defense, full of fake. And you dancing with two lefts. You my dog, I'm your vet. And you got nothing left, I put you down. Lately I've been dealing with my back against the ground. Feeling like the ceiling closing everything around. Gotta fix some sugar and you never make a sound. Sweet.
Sugar-coated lies, we don't wanna talk about it. Such a sweet disguise, and we just gonna dance around it.
Chasing that, chasing that, chasing that high. Dance around it, dance around it. Chasing that, chasing that, chasing that high. Dance around it, dance around it.
You if you don't fuck with yourself. I don't eat no sugar cause it's bad for my health. Keep that sweet simple shit out my ears, damn it's poison. Dulling my senses and numbing out choices. You running around voiceless, you loyal to a foe. Spinning those lies got you trapped in a void. I'm told I'm cold, you sold your soul for gold. It's bold to shed your mold when your palm is a globe. And I wouldn't stop if I coulda. Blood sugar shoulda crashed when you feeding that trash. When you falling that fast, man that shit is a blur. When I'm spilling this tea, damn it's hard not to slur. Yeah, dance around the truth like a tango. Trying to unchain it like I'm Django. Unico kidding, I swear you never ask why. Got you addicted to big little lies.
Sugar-coated lies, we don't wanna talk about it. Such a sweet disguise, and we just gonna
Chasing that high, dance around it, 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 dance around it.
Boy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Yeah, Daily Track there, that's Love Ya, and that's by Bala Kejo. Hope you're well, brother. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yana Strong. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yana is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yindji country, BBM Bumrabib Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, Nationalist Radio Service. Have your say in Yana Strong. Yes, we're only sneeze away for the up-and-coming election, for the federal election, that is. And that's a sneeze away. And we're going to catch up a yarn now with a deadly First Nation man, Normie Miller. Norman Miller, who's running in as an independent candidate for Leichhardt. And that's an up-and-coming seat up here, the big footprint up here from Cairns all the way up to Cape York and Torres Straits. And that man is running, and I got him on the line. We've got him in the studio with me now. Normie Miller, good morning to you. How are you?
Oh, yes, Trevor, it's so wonderful to be here. And once again, Trevor, congratulations on the first Indigenous candidate we have for the Cairns City Council.
Yeah, thank you, my brother.
It's been a long time coming, and yes. Certainly, you know, history needs to be made, and you made that history, and that's important. And we want to see our history made federally and state even more for our mob, all our mob. So sure. If you're listening on this today, you know, I want to encourage you, and you have... you know, things that we're going to just share here today, I hope that it's going to uplift you and that to seeing your dreams and visions also come into place.
Sounds good, my brother. Before we start, Normie Miller, let's let the mob know who your mob, where you're from. Start with that, brother.
Yeah, look, I'm from three tribes there, Trevor. I'm from Dhirubal, Barbrum, and Table and Yidinji, or Wajinbara.
Yes.
So I'm of one of the eight tribes of Yindiji from here. And
beautiful footprint. Big shout
absolutely.
Out to the mob up there. You did your country tablelands, yes?
Absolutely. And you know, the rainforest, reef and rainforest mob there as well. So I grew up there and born in Atherton, but I grew up in Wandekla. And I mean, that's out there in the sticks. That's right there out in the sticks.
Bush country.
So when
there's a rat.
Yeah, absolutely. When we talk about, you know, Starlight Hotel, we know what we're talking about, sleeping under the stars
exactly,
there.
Starlight
and
Hotel,
out in the
that.
Opening with campfire that around and putting that billy, boiling the billy and the yes. fires and that around and family yarning and sing along.
Exactly,
and that's
brother.
Very special.
So here you are, brother. Normie Miller, thank you for your intro there. Running for Leichhardt, the seat of Leichhardt, as an independent. Tell us your reason for running as a candidate.
Oh, Trevor, look, it's been, you know, it's 18 years. I stood in the 2007 election, federal election, as an independent. And, you know, the biggest loss for myself in that election, Trevor, I only gave myself about 3 weeks to run it. The biggest loss for me in that time, 2007, when I put up my hand, was losing my dad through that time.
Mm.
And that was the greatest loss that, you know, as someone that's very close to my family, yeah. very close to my dad.
Mm.
And, you know, to the point there that carried his coffin.
Sure.
And not only carrying his coffin, but dad was unable to vote for me.
Mm.
So the how to vote card, I actually put it in his coffin, Trevor. And,
yeah.
You know, that in itself was very, very emotional for myself. But Dad would have wanted me to finish that election.
Mm.
And we know that the Labor Party had got in. Kevin 07, he ran that campaign very, very strong, Kevin Rudd.
Mm-hmm.
He became the Prime Minister. And, you know, there was like a sweeping movement of what took place, the Kevin 07.
Mm.
And it certainly made a big imprint within our nation. One of the promises that he had was many, many things. And in 2007, that he made the promise of the apology to the stolen generations. So, Trevor, I'm putting up my hands because, you know, one of the things that I'm seeing as our nation is at crossroads.
Mm.
And I'm seeing how people, that the cost of living, food prices, petrol prices, housing and all these other things are going up to the point where even families and businesses are breaking up. Trevor, I come from a very close family, but a wonderfully, beautifully married to my beautiful wife. 34 years we celebrate
our beautiful, congratulations.
And we keep falling in love.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, that's the importance there of, why I'm standing. I want to stand and fight for the seat of Leichhardt, because I think it's it really, there needs to be, I think someone like myself that could have the balance of power. Mm. I don't have the party structures and all those things that are around me. And I can speak forthright and strongly advocate for the people of Leichhardt. Mm. And I think for myself, as I said, 18 years to now where it is, and it just really, something reignited within me saying that, look, you know, obviously my Christian faith, but something really reignited with me to saying that, you know, you've got to make the stand. I want my children, I want my nephews and nieces to say, hey, uncle, because of what we're seeing within our nation, there's so many things, you know, I want them to look at me in years to come and say, you know, uncle, I'm glad that you stand and made those strong stands there for us. And, you know, so that's where I am, Trevor. I believe that someone like myself can make a difference. I know I'm up for it because,
the two big parties, Tweedledee, Tweedledum. There we go.
Yeah.
LNP and Labor.
Yep. Yeah, you know, you and I know that sometimes when we played league, Trevor, rugby league, we never went out into that football ground as thinking we're going to lose.
No way.
We had that fighting spirit within us.
Ball can bounce anyway, brother. Ball can bounce anyway.
Absolutely. So, you know, I think that it could be try time for us. And I think, you know, if you looked at the level playing ground, I mean, we've got the splash cash that's happening from both your major parties. They're just pork barreling. Where someone like myself just standing, you know, I'm just digging to my pocket and digging to my own bank account to make sure that, hey, I'm going to give it my best. I'm going to give it the best shot that I possibly can. Mm. And I think if we went to that right playing field there, that, you know, maybe we, in time to come, we might have to say, hey, let's cap it. Let's cap the figure of around about $10,000. Okay, Labor Party and Liberal Party, you only get to, your candidates only get to spend $10,000. See how far they would go.
Okay, I got you, Captain, regarding, unfair in regarding the playing level and regarding more money, got more voices, what you're saying. We need a level playing field is what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
If we're talking about finances, you know what I mean? Yeah. Money talks.
Absolutely.
Doesn't it?
So, you know, it's certainly...
After independent.
Yes. Mm. You know, the cost of living and all those things. And you can imagine of, you know, when you and I are just going into Coles or Woolworths or any supermarket and IGA, and you're just starting to buy, I thank God for IGA. Mm. You know, right back in my... right back there in my retailing days, many people would have known Louis Piccone and Harold Cook. They were names.
Yeah.
They were names that was known and still known. And it was known as Cook and Piccone.
Yeah.
And I worked for them.
Yeah.
And, you know, from where they are now to IGA, and they get out and they help the community. But when you see these major retailing shops like Coles and Woolworths, the prices have certainly increased, and I know that there needs to be somewhat of a review of these costs, because I go and get four things in the supermarket, Trevor, and here I am coming out and I'm thinking, how on earth did I spend $30 on three or four items?
Mm, sure. And then we're talking about Cape York and talking about Torres Strait Island. We're talking about freight. Freight is a big cost. So with the freight then comes a cost and increase of the products. So it is a big problem, big situation regarding, if we're talking about the Cape York, seat of Leichhardt is Cape York, Torres Straits.
Yes, absolutely. And you
freight is a big killer.
Absolutely. And you think of the prices, what they are paying for, not only petrol, but what they are paying for a loaf of bread, what they are paying for milk. I mean, the prices would virtually double in those communities to what we're paying here. And like you said, the transport, when we've had situations like flooding and other things, and, you know, it would have been very, very hard for a lot of these. Mm. And I feel so also for the farmers.
Sure.
I feel that the farmers, Trevor, from, you know, that are getting ripped off, when they get into these major supermarkets where what they're getting for you know, what the hard work that they put into it, and seeing the cost of you know, Coles and Woolworths, how they would produce, fruit and veggies. I remember when I worked, and years ago, I was a manager for Coles and Woolworths there as well. Yeah. And you know what? I used to go and I directly, Trevor, I would go out and I would connect up with the farmers in those places. And I would make sure that I would buy the lettuce there off them for Coles and Woolworths. I'd make sure that I'd go and
support
get some rock melons. Absolutely. And that's what it's all about.
So that's your vision to be a candidate. If elected, you want to be pushing it for that space and regarding living standards, bringing the cost down. I mean, people are struggling out there. And if we're talking about the Cape and Torres Strait, like I said, freight kills them. That's where your focus would be as an independent running for the seat of Leichhardt.
Yes, also just pushing for better, a lot more housing.
Housing,
infrastructure and all those things. Look, about 3 weeks away, Trevor, a family that in Woodja Woodja, and you know what they've just went through with all that
Cyclone Jasper.
Cyclone, yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely. Yes. How, you know, so one of the things when I had the phone call, I was very, very disappointed and hurt. The family rang and said, look, I was talking to his brother actually at Cairns Central, and he said, look, my wife has been waiting 2 years to get into dialysis.
Mm.
And, you know, so there needs to be a lot more better medical type centres and infrastructure in these communities. And we need to look at better facilities, like when flooding and all those things they come into those Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, that they have a better, you know, it's like you would say this building here,
back on their feet.
Yeah, you would say this building is like a two-tier high, Trevor.
Yep.
That's something that I would like to see in an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community. So when you got those floodings and that through, it's just like, you know, we've got families can go out to places there like Warri when there's floodings and other things happening, whether it's cyclones. And they have a building there that families can go in and stay. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to see a lot more better infrastructure. I'd like to see a better medical. Mm. Because, you know, we're still talking about closing the gap here, Trevor.
Sure.
And, you know, only out of those 19 of the closing the gaps, only four of them are just on targets to be met. Only four of out of the 19.
Yeah, and the gaps are getting wider if you look at it. And when you're talking about floods and what have you, here we are in the 21st century, a community cannot be closed down for a good 8, 9, 10 months and without people going back to their communities. This day and age, 21st century, this shouldn't be happening.
No, it shouldn't be. Mm-hmm. And also on the other platforms there, Trevor, I think it's very, very important, is the not only the cost of living, but also the crime and the national security, even of our nation. You know, Trevor, someone like myself that, you know, I just want your listeners to be aware, but I've been going down. I love singing, see, so I go and sing on the streets here, Cairns.
Yeah, brother.
I've been doing it for 7 years.
Sure.
And you know, I see a lot of things happening around me. I see a lot of Indigenous, non-Indigenous people that, you know, they should be in places there for better places that are looked at, you know, that they're looked after and their care and health and all those things. Suffering from mental health illness and things
exactly.
like that, and so there you know, we had an incident just recently where these two couple, and you know that situation of that crime situation, it was actually the you know that took place in the Monunda area.
Mm.
That was very, very close to where my own mum and sisters and that lived, Trevor.
Sure.
And so you know, I think that's something that I will be addressing, even though it's state, but we know that crime is you know spreading nationally.
Exactly. And that in itself is a pandemic, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Youth crime at that. And to highlight too, when we're talking about youth crime, it's not all black kids either.
No.
You know, youth crime is across the board. Black and white, but it's got to be stopped, and we need to tackle this situation. And you're pushing for that in regard to your policies as an independent runner for the seat of Leichhardt, Norman
Yes,
Miller.
Also, the other things that I'm looking at is the awareness of the anti-Semitism that's on the rise. Mm-hmm. And Trevor, I'm someone that's probably has the only platform. And Barbara and I have been involved. Not only have we travelled over to Israel 12 times ourselves and taken teams. We've taken teams from Yarrabah, from Bamaga and places there like that. I remember taking...
Was it youth travelling? What are those trips in aid of?
Well, there was conferences that was in the land there of Israel.
Yeah.
But when you think of people from all over the world, they gather from all nations would gather into Jerusalem and standing very, very strong there with the people there of Israel. I remember taking a sister, her last Tamoy, and we took her over and look, it was beautiful because she. What we presented not only as Australian but also she represented the Torres Strait Islander community,
yeah.
And she was able to just dance in her way and just present.
Beautiful.
But I think it was just important that there are important events that we were there in the land, not only for conferences, but also that many stories and how they resonate with the land there of Israel. And so. Mm. Trevor, it's with the rise of anti-Semitism that's in our nation, it's of very, very concern.
Mm.
We have a very small Jewish community here, but also we're fairly connected up with the Jewish people in Israel and within not only Israel but in Melbourne and Sydney.
Sure.
And Barbara wrote many books of a gentleman by the name of William Cooper, our father for NAIDOC, and. You know, the only known protest in 1938 when he stood at the time there of Kristallnacht.
Yeah.
And, you know, William Cooper, not only was a Christian, but he was from the Yorta Yorta tribe.
Sure.
And I think when we tell the story, we tell the story of how this man, William Cooper, the influence, but not only the influence, what he was able to bring about somewhat of a change, big changes. And, you know, he had a small remnant of people that was also voiced their concerns. And so there is a lot of things that I see, you know, that's happening. And, you know, I love this nation. I love Australia.
Well, when you talk about nation and talk about Australia, the big island, a multicultural country, is it not? You know?
So you're absolutely.
Talking about Israelians and what have you. We're talking about Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander. We're talking about German and Japanese and all the above. Yeah, it's a very multicultural country. And that's what you're talking about, bringing that special. You mentioned your lovely wife, Barbara, who's joined us here, and she's in the studio with us. So over to you, Barbara. Barbara, good morning, sister. How are you?
Oh, it's great to be here, Trevor. All the interviews we've had over the years,
yes.
Each time I've launched a book.
Yes,
thank you
as an author. Yep, fantastic books. And so you're the... a campaign manager for your lovely husband, Normie Miller, running as an independent candidate for LICA for the up-and-coming federal election.
Yes.
So tell us how you're travelling and what do you need from the people out there in support?
Well, it would be absolutely awesome if some of the Indigenous organisations in Cairns could get behind the only Indigenous candidate.
Yep, good point.
And send emails out to your supporters to support him. Go on to his Facebook and Instagram and do likes and comments and share it.
Yes.
And take around the hat.
Sure, take around the hat. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Because it's all self-funded.
money is the tool. So looking for support in the financial sense, as well as I probably would think volunteers as well.
We would love to have some volunteers on the pre-polling, which starts on Tuesday and goes right through to May 2nd.
Yes.
And then on May the 3rd, the actual voting day.
All right.
So please contact us via the website, which is normanmillerforleichhardt.com.
Okay, normanmillerforleichhardt.com. Barbara, thank you very much. And uphill battle. The man is nothing without you. Your right-hand supporter there. So fantastic, Barbara. Thank you for your
yarn. Thank you.
And there it is. So, Normie, congratulations, brother, running for the seat of Leichhardt for the next federal election as an independent candidate. Like I said, you're up against the two big guys in regarding Labor and LNP. But your vote, all the votes that you get, could be also a spin-off as well in regarding support and who gets in or who gets out, you know, in regard to pushing your points. Either way, if you want something done, come and talk to Norman Miller. Yep.
Absolutely. And Trevor, you're welcome to give out my phone number because, as Barbara mentioned, we will need We will need the volunteers to put up their hands. And if, look, I've got T-shirts. I'm wearing one of my supporters' T-shirts with Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I have the T-shirts at home.
Sure.
So they'll have to get in contact there with me. And I've got all sizes there for all the mob. So that's not a problem.
That's not a problem. Fantastic, brother. Begin your name out there. That's what it's all about, marketing and talking to the people. So we're talking about door knocking. Have you been up to the Cape? Have you been up to Torres Straits, brother, in recent times?
No. One of the things that I, because obviously the time and the cost there, Trevor, I have been the Cape Weekly News. They've done a couple of articles there on myself.
Okay.
And as I said, I have been grateful that the Cairns Post have certainly picked up when they knew that I was standing. And so I was able to voice. I had been in contact with many of the mayors, and so there has been that discussion, even from former mayors of those communities.
Sure, yes.
And so that those things have been very, very important. Just recently, I had my sister Tanya Major in the shopping centre, and she came up to me and gave me a big hug, and she said, "Congratulations for putting your hand up."
Yeah.
And I said, "Oh, just very, very quickly," and she was on the phone, and in that time, I said, "Oh, well, how long are you here for?" She said, "Oh, I'm here till Friday." That was last week.
Yeah.
So it was virtually like next couple of days she was heading back home, and I said, "Look, I can get you some core flutes and flyers because everything wasn't set up there as yet, like how to vote."
Using your contacts. Yeah, that's right.
So
yes.
Barbara and I, that only last week, we raced out to the airport to be able to deliver some of those small core flutes.
Sure.
Actually, they were A3. And then it was a policy brochure that I had just like this. That was able to get into the community.
Good.
And the SkyTrans out there, oh, look, they were very, very helpful.
Good.
And also at the moment, there's families that are also getting not only brochures but flyers into some of the other Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities.
Bandiga and NPA and Woodjill and various other communities, we've sent flyers up there.
Beautiful.
And call flutes, yeah.
Good. And that helps. Getting the name out, getting the word out.
Yes, yes. So I guess I was able to, making sure that those connections, as I said, phoning the mayors. And look, I hopefully before, you know, hopefully within the next week that, you know, if there's any of the mayors that's coming into Cairns from those
You'd love to have a chat.
Communities. Yeah,
tell them your vision. Yep.
Yeah, certainly would love to
have an opportunity to talk to them and talk about why you're running and what you can do if elected.
Yes, absolutely. Beautiful. Absolutely.
Right. Normie, thank you for the yarn, my brother. I think we'll be having more yarns leading up to the 3rd of May. But thank you for coming in, and good luck with it all. Enjoy the journey. And, throwing your hat in the political arena. Been there, done that, brother. But it's about growing, enjoying journey, and speaking strong for your people.
Well, thank you, Trevor, and it's been wonderful that Barbara and I was able to be here with you and you know your listeners out there.
Sure, exactly.
That and look, put your hand up and just give us a ring. 0407-128-199. There's my phone number. So
give
just give me
call.
A ring.
Give me a call, brother. Too deadly, Barbara. Thank you, and all the best, and we'll yarn soon, hey guys.
Yeah, thank you.
All right,
Trevor.
Too deadly. So there it is. Yeah, another brother running for the election. That's a federal election for the seat of Leichhardt up here in far north Queensland. Independent candidate, and that's a Norman Miller. And Norman's been around for a while, and big shout to his, thinking of his beautiful father with us in spirit, Buckley, who was also a strong man in regarding the political arena as well. So fantastic. So picked up the baton and running with it. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong, and we've got the news coming up very soon via NERS, National News Radio Service. But stay tuned for that, and yarn up strong here on your daily program, 1-800-422-416.
Hey you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten? To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045. Station sponsor.
When I walk across the road, all eyes on me. When I walk into the shops, security following me. And when I'm great, I'm the very best that you'll ever see. I can't decide of all this attention, 'cause everybody jealous of me.
When you walk into the room and everyone looking at you, like somebody totally on and they all know it but you.
Wanna go through the floor, make her run to the door. Makes me cutty, but I'm so dirty. I'm not gonna have no shame.
No shame.
Gotta give you your everything.
No shame.
Don't care what anybody thinks.
No shame.
If you really wanna reach your dreams.
No shame.
No shame.
No shame.
Don't care what anybody thinks.
No shame.
Gotta give it your
Kanye,
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 Kanye.
Been there, done that, seen a lot of dumb cats. Speak on the scene, but they need a cup of tongue snap. Talk on the whackness, never had a genre. Sharp as a thumbtack, your water off a duck's back. Your chat don't stick to me. Crap talkers need a bottle of Listerine. I don't hold that shame, no mystery. I got 70,000 years of history. Faster, stronger, spirit and mind. And I'ma suck it to you every time. You know, you know, you know, you know that your friends all feeling my grind. Straight jealousy. In the room there's an elephant in the form of my high melanin. No race cards, I'm telling them. I'ma take charge in the graveyard full of skeletons.
When you walk into the room and everyone looking at you, like somebody totally on it.
Yeah, too deadly. That's No Shame. Rhythm Tide here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev about to sign off. Thank you for your company, Mob. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Got the news coming up very soon. Stay tuned to that and we'll talk soon.
First Nations Connect is Telstra's phone line and service centre for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander customers. You can call our friendly team on 1800 444 403 if you have any questions about your Telstra phone or internet plan, or visit telstra.com and search First Nations Connect. That's 1-800-444-403 and telstra.com. Search First Nations Connect.
Station sponsor.